I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News. Amid the noisy discourse between North Korea and the United States, there's another conversation going on. You probably won't hear about it anywhere else, but God is working in the situation. And a ministry who's learned a lot over the years is passing on their knowledge to other organizations through valuable training. Creative access is an important factor when it comes to mission work. Learn more and find your cause today on Mission Network News. In the war of words between North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump, North Korea threatened to launch missiles at Guam. But Guam has already been launching something else into North Korea, something they can't shoot down, something that has extreme impact, something that combats the stalwart grip of tyranny and fear and hatred. Radio broadcasts of the gospel. Lauren Libby with Transworld Radio says through their ministry in Guam,
TWR has been broadcasting into North Korea for the last 40 years. Every night we're on the air, we're encouraging people, we're putting hope into North Korea. And I think it's kind of like one of our missionaries said, you know, the North Koreans may lob missiles at Guam, but we're going to lob hope back in response.
Doing so may be risky, but the results are spiritual encouragement.
The stories we've got is that people who have a radio keep it in a plastic bag and will bury it during the daytime and then dig it up at night and listen to the broadcasts. We know that there are groups of believers in North Korea, and we know that the church is alive and well and probably growing under persecution.
You're listening to Mission Network News. 3 years ago, over 200 girls were kidnapped from a boarding school by Boko Haram militants. Now Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyrs, says they're starting to come back.
We know of 81 girls that were released in May. They are all currently in Abuja, the capital city, under the control, I guess you would say, of the Nigerian government.
But even though the girls are out of militant hands, they're not actually home yet.
Recently, our staff was in Nigeria and met with a lady named Elizabeth. Her daughter, Miriam, was one of those who was abducted, has now been returned. Since May, Elizabeth has spent about 24 hours with her daughter.
That's because the Nigerian government is worried that some of the girls may have been radicalized during their time as captives. However, Miriam says it was her faith in God that helped her survive. She managed to take her Bible with her when she was kidnapped and read scripture daily without getting caught. Nettleton says it's a perfect example of the power of prayer and faith.
One of the main ways that we can be involved is simply to pray for them and pray that God would bring healing to them. For those who are still held captive, we pray for their freedom.
Learn more about Miriam and the other captives at missionnews.org. And finally, when it comes to business as missions, Eric says Global Disciples has plenty of experience. That's why they're making new efforts to share their victories and failures with other organizations looking to put Christ in the marketplace.
Many of the places that we go, they're not welcoming missionaries, people to go share the gospel. But by using business as a bridge, it allows us to go into a community.
Training classes in the U.S. and abroad allow believers to become leaders who can spread truth through their reputations as quality business people. But in some places, it's hard for Christians to think that anyone other than a pastor could really be following God.
You would think if it's a business training, it would be all about business or accounting or records. And that is part of that. But we also are looking at the biblical permission.
Even when believers realize the impact they can have through business, it's still hard to penetrate some communities that are closed off to the gospel.
If you pray, I would ask that you pray for invisibility for us at times when we go in restricted areas.
Find other ways you can pray at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.